Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Why Am I Sad? I'm Joel.
I'm Cass.
I'm George.
And we're fine.
We are.
Yeah, we're pretty fine.
Hello sunshine, hello blue skies, hello lovely day. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da.
I don't know about this new order, though, that we've got.
Yeah, I sat in this chair. I shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah, that's what's throwing me off.
It's making things crazy.
Today is all about little minor differences. Did everyone notice that I parted my hair differently? No, you didn't. You ruined my life.
It's not just parted. It is popping. It's outrageous.
Face me front on. Mm.
You've got a Steve Harrington season one Stranger Things
sides?
Going on.
I did switch sides, and I do.
Yeah, it's wild.
Hey. Yeah. Nice.
I got out of the shower, and I was like, what if I did something new and refreshing?
Is that the villain split?
No. Years ago, the villain split.
Ah, okay. So this is a good guy split now.
The good guy split.
Oh, someone's.
Wait, what? What's this?
If you part it using your right hand versus left hand, and you assume it goes that like across your face.
So where's the part on your head? Is it on the left side or the right side?
It's on good guys.
So the
on
line,
the, left
the
side.
Line. Where is the line?
Look, Cass, I'm not gonna admit. I still don't sometimes know my left and right.
You just pull your thumbs down.
Yeah, now I'm okay. Yeah, cool. Okay, that's the left.
So if the part is on the right hand side, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a bad guy. I got a villain split. Now you got a good guy split.
Yeah.
Now we can look at each other in the mirror and it'll match.
Yes.
I'm sorry, no, it won't be.
Damn.
We have to look at each other.
Will it match?
It will.
Yeah, it will.
I don't know why I include the word mirror. We just look at each other front on and it will match. Like a mirror, I think is what I was going for.
Good that we've all just taken dumb fuck pills.
Yeah, because they're good. Dumb fuck pills are delicious.
Look, I'm with you.
They're like vitamins.
Yeah. How is everybody?
Good. I have some emotions to talk about.
Go on, let's talk about these emotions.
Outrageous.
No, so it was my birthday this week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I love birthdays. I'm a big proprietor of the birthday glow. I love when someone, it's their birthday and they have a birthday glow about them. I think it's the cutest thing in the world. I think celebrating yourself is a really nice thing to do. I think everyone should like their birthdays. I completely understand how some people can just like not really be comfortable with the attention or whatever. Mm. But I feel like it's like one day a year when you can be like, no, I'm actually going to be like, I'm doing things that I like and everyone else can cop it. And I think that's a really nice practice to get into.
Okay. Yeah, it's so interesting because I'm like, I've got my whole life a thing where it's on my birthday, I just feel down. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Why?
When I was younger, even before it was the slow creeping age, so to speak, spectre of death coming towards you. No, yeah, so I don't know, forever.
Really? Why down? So I'm like a straight up neutral. Like, I agree with like all your points, Cass, but I'm like, but why not have that all year round? I'm like, why don't you celebrate yourself every day? And everyone can cop it. That's just like a philosophy of mine.
I think this good guy part is really misleading.
Celebrate yourself all the time, but it's like on Christmas. Hey, you love your family all year, but on Christmas you're like, I'm going to talk about it. More so than usual. Look,
I can't relate to that.
Sorry, Cass.
You went against your own point very quickly there.
So you're always down on your birthday?
Down, yeah, I don't know. Always been for, I think, I don't know whether I've just watched enough movies where I'm like, I want to be sad on my birthday, staring into the bottom of a scotch glass, wondering where things went wrong. And if things are still going well, I will wait. We'll get there.
Oh, no, that's a good, like, yeah. Use your birthday for, like, a milestone of, like, taking stock of all the terrible things that... Well, you perceive that has done to you or you've done. Just that's it's a nice imagery. No, I'm a fan.
If you take enjoyment from being down, yeah. Hey, go for it.
Like, just, it's a good image. Like a pressed, what's that, like the dressing gown? Like it's, is it velvet? You know, like the nice looking thing in
velour?
Yeah, velour in front of a fireplace. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, do that.
This guy's got a fireplace and he's still down.
get a computer and a screen and
play that fire movie on Netflix.
Yeah. And then be like,
That's my thing. But yeah, but this is about you. Go on, Cass.
We're so sorry.
Tell me more about sad days.
No, that's
on this show.
Well, then I'll talk about my sad day.
Perfect.
So
I'm going to relate to this a lot.
We had work planned, like a solid like 5-hour chunk of work planned on my birthday, like with Sans Pants, and then plans ended up changing the day before. And it ended up getting cancelled, which is more than fine. And then I was like, oh, hang on. I don't know what I'm going to do on my birthday now. Oh, I like have nothing to do. And like, I love working. So I was like, oh, that would have been fun. And it's like, no, okay. Think about it. So I like went to bed and I was like, what do you want to like think about what you want to do on your birthday? And I think last year on my birthday, maybe the year before, I got up and felt really motivated. So I ended up like cleaning my house and my room and it made me feel great. And I was like, okay, clean the house tomorrow. And I woke up on my birthday and I realized that, so usually for our birthdays, my best friend and I would go to like a brunch house. We'd go somewhere like further out the Green Wedge and we'd like, there'd be a lake there and like maybe ducks. And like, we'd go to a really nice brunch place and have like brunch together, but she moved overseas. So I woke up and just started like sobbing or like weeping and like messaging her being all like, right. I miss you so much. Oh, I'm crying now.
And Cass, look, hey, we could have done brunch. Let me know. I will happily drop any plan that I'm doing for a brunch.
Especially if it's ruining other people's day, I think that's what I'm getting from this.
Did we have work in? Did we get them to do something? Not today, gentlemen.
It is brunching by a lake day. Yeah, so I just really missed her and like messaged her and was like, it's my birthday and all I want to do is see you and you're far away and I want to give you a big hug and all this stuff. And then my ear... I think I've mentioned on this show, I have really narrow ear canals. One of them completely blocked up recently. And because I've had them like flushed out so many times, I can't have them flushed out anymore because it's irritated my eardrum. So I have to get like this special procedure done where they like suction it out. So I've already booked in to see a specialist where they do it all for you, which is like $350 up front. You get some back on Medicare, but you have to pay a lot of money up front. So that
I have a gross question.
Yeah.
Can you like embiggen the ear hole? Kind of like question. You know, sounding, right?
Oh, sounding? Stop. Sanding? Okay. Yes. Yeah. No, stop. So there's a thing you can get done when you're my mum suggested it to me. You can get grommets put in your ears, which are like things that open up your ear holes. And mum's like, those are usually for, I'm like, oh yeah. She's like, babies usually have that done when they're born and you have grommets put in your ear holes to expand them.
Yeah.
So I will be seeing the specialist and being like, is there any way to prevent this from happening again? Because at the moment, if I brush my hair in the shower, I hear the sound of my follicles being pulled from inside my head. Anytime I eat food and it's a bit wet, it's like having a microphone up to someone's mouth because I hear everything through my head.
Just ASMRing,
Oh, it's no good. When I'm in a shower, I hear all the droplets on my head through inside of my head.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It's insane. Brushing my teeth sounds bad. I know that when I get my ears like fixed and cleared out again, that brushing my teeth will be torture. Worse, because when you brush your teeth after you've had your ear cleared, after they've been blocked for ages, it sounds like guns. I don't really know how else to describe it. And the sound is overwhelming. So after I get my ears cleared, I'm always brushing my teeth for like a day or two being like,
what are you?
It's too much.
Is this just regular manual brushing or is
Yeah. It's like, the sound is too crisp. I don't know what it is. Cause like when you brush your teeth, because when your ears are blocked, it's like when you're in a bath and you dunk your head underwater and you hit the side of the bath, you hear the sound through your body instead of, So it's like that the whole time for your life. And thankfully I've only got one ear blocked at the moment. I have had both blocked before and it just feels like you're in a fishbowl. Yeah, brushing your teeth because it's like an inside your head sound. You hear it through your head instead of from the outside. And when you hear it from the outside again, it's like too crisp, too much. So I've booked in to see them, but on my birthday, my ear started hurting and it hadn't been hurting before. So I'm just like walking around the shops with an earache, just crying and like calling the, I won't say I was sobbing. I think the whole day I never made it past a cheeky weep. Oh, I found out my moisturizer's tinted because I had tear streaks on my face. I thought it was just a sunscreen, but it turns out it has a bit of color because I had white lines all down my face. I was like, oh, does that mean it's reacting with the sunscreen or is my moisturizer tinted? I thought it made me paler. So that was interesting.
You're learning something.
Oh, I love to learn, but yeah, so walking around the shops, having a bit of a cry, and you know when you're just like a bit sick or whatever, like not that I'm sick, but it just was hurting. And I was like, oh, I should probably go get Panadol, but I was already out at that time. And then like my mum ended up texting me like, hey, how's your day going? And I was like, my ear hurts and it hurts. And I was like calling the specialist being like, hi, do you have any earlier appointments or could I get on the waiting list for the other locations? And they were like, yep, so you're on all of them. I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. And I'm just like having to take big pauses between talking to these people on the phone because I was just so crying. It was no good. And then
what time was this in the day?
Like midday, maybe 1 p.m. And I ended up, once I messaged my mum, she ended up calling me and she was like, I think she texted me. She was like, have a big cup of tea, go have Panadol. And I think she's like, have a bath. But I ended up seeing like another one of my friends in the afternoon and I got to her house and I was like, do you have Panadol? She's like, yeah. So I had Panadol and then we went out and she's like, let's get you some tea. And I got like a big, you know, those like Chow Time, like those tea places, the bubble tea. My absolute favorite order is just getting a hot Earl Grey and nothing else. Literally nothing else. I think they just use really nice milk because I cannot recreate their Earl Greys at my house. Like I paid like $6 for just a big cup of tea and then felt fine.
Things are taking a positive turn. I like it.
It did. Yeah. And the rest of my day went really well. Like I saw my friends, like I went out to dinner. Like it was just a nice day after that. But I just had a lot of cry in the morning.
Is there anything that, apart from Panadol and tea, that relieves the earache?
So I've been trying. So there's a thing you can get called Waxol, and what it's meant to do, I'm sorry if this is gross, but because
mentioned sounding before. We can't go below that.
That is true.
Sounding? Don't know what sounding
Don't
is.
Google it. You don't need to. Don't look it up.
I don't know what that is.
You shouldn't.
No, I thought you said sounding.
Cass, block your ears.
Ah, too
Done.
Late.
Okay, listeners, if you don't want to know, block your ears. So sounding is a technique you do is where you like get your urethra of your penis and you want to stretch it out. So you start putting like rods down there, like little metal rods. And so the idea is to kind of get it bigger and bigger. I'm not quite sure what the purpose is, but I assume it's for one penis to eat another penis and you jerk off each other. I can only assume because that to me is hilarious and good for you if that's your end goal.
If that's the end goal, then this isn't so bad, to be honest. When it leads to this much comedy, I'm
I don't know. Look, I've learned all I need. Now I'm going to make assumptions.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway.
All of your assumptions lead to penis eating other penises.
It just seems funny. And then you put little googly eyes on one or both, and then it's even greater.
It's better. Yeah. There's really a snake situation.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes. No sounding. Yes.
No good. So
I was thinking more like I had a deviated septum when I was younger. And they do grind that down. And to make your nose clear up, they actually have to go in and widen the hole where your nostril is. Ooh. So they have to use like they grind it with like a sand or whatever. But that's like a hole that's like just you know like it's not deep. But I got a feeling your ear canal is like a lot deeper. So I don't think they could do any of that stuff there.
Surely you could just put like a tube in like a thin one.
That's
and then
a grommet, I think.
Keep going and like keep expanding. Bigger diameter.
Can you not hear? Like
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna when I go to the specialist, I'm gonna be like, "How does this never happen to me again? Please, oh God, please, please,
give me bigger ear. Thank you.
Can you just make the ear big? So like, with ear stuff. So my canals are really narrow, so it gets blocked with wax, and you can put this stuff in your ear to like soften all the wax with the intention of the wax just like coming out of your ear because it's like, oh, I'm not stuck anymore. I've done that for like nearly a week, and it just hasn't really done anything. I'm still, my ear is still blocked and it feels uncomfortable and bad. So I'm going to ask them what to do.
Does like hot compresses or anything like that help? Like any kind of pain relief?
Oh, like Panadol is fine. Okay. Panadol actually works really well. Like, this is the tips my mom was giving me, but like, because it's one of those things where it's, you know, when something's painful, but it's more uncomfortable than painful. Mm. And you're sort of like, I don't know if Panadol really do anything. For me, it did. Like, yeah, I had Panadol, it was fine for the rest of the day. Mum was like, yeah, it just really works for ear stuff. So I just need to make sure I keep Panadol on me if it hurts again. Mm. And then I'm like thankfully I haven't needed Panadol since that day. Cause like the first, like when I took Panadol, I was like, I have like 12 days until I can go and get this fixed. This is how people get addicted to opioids. Not that Panadol's an opioid, but it was so like, if you're in a lot of pain, if you're in like a lot you're of really pain and the thing, I don't think it's too extreme because this is
Panadol
a little bit.
Oh, I know Panadol's not that, but because like, if you're in a lot of pain, yes, and like a lot of pain, like this is fine. Like, yes. I am completely fine. Okay. I'd be fine without it. I'd just cry a lot. Uh-huh. And then you're like, I need to get this fixed. And then they're like, you can't get this fixed. Hopefully in that situation, you could go to the emergency room, I guess. But
potentially. But coming from someone who was definitely addicted to Tramadol, it's just kind of like the pain goes away, but then you get like a nice euphoric fuzzy feeling is the best way I could describe it.
But that's the heavy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, it's not as heavy as sort of other sort of painkillers, but it's kind of like in that in-between stage.
So like if I took it right now, I'd feel pretty good.
Potentially. My experience with it was like, it was kind of like, you know, with pain relief because I had a pretty bad back. Still kind of do, but it's getting better. And so it was this kind of thing where I'm like, okay, cool. It was like, you know, taking like say one every 8 hours and then, or like one or two. And then suddenly you're taking, you know, one every 8 hours and you're taking two every 8 hours and you're taking two every 4 hours. And then suddenly you're taking like one every hour or something like that. And you're like, oh no.
Yeah. That's much more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And suddenly it's like, okay, I'm not feeling that pain anymore, but also I'm just feeling fuzzy is the way I describe it. It's like, if you can kind of picture yourself now with like where like your presence in the world as it is, as it stands, where your body is. Mm. And like if it's all just a straight line, I just want you to start making like little jagged, like not jagged,
in a good way,
kind of like yeah,
ripples
like throughout your lines. It was all more fuzzy, and that was kind of how it felt.
That sounds like not a bad time to be honest.
It wasn't until I didn't have it for like a couple days, and then I got real bad withdrawal, and then I was like, oh no, addiction.
Yeah,
good on you for coming out of that.
Mm. Thanks, man. Another time where I just went cold turkey.
Always a solution. And were you worried at any point that you might be developing an opioid addiction?
No, and that's the fucked up thing.
Well, that's what I don't think. It's still so extreme from there to opioid addiction, and you're on Panadol once.
That's not even an opioid. That's not I just felt for people who have to have pain relief because they can't get medical care.
There.
Okay, that's a different point.
That's like a nice wide empathy.
That's very, yeah, very big, wide.
And I know mine is like
extra empathy at this point.
So small compared to people who just yeah. Anyway, okay. Look, yeah. I was having a sad day anyway. Of course, my mind wandered.
So you just, where else can we be sad?
Yeah. But yeah. So it is now. What's the date today? I've got 10 days until I get my ears fixed, and if everything goes quiet, I can hear my blood. I can hear like a ringing. Heartbeat? Well, I can either hear my heartbeat or just a ringing.
Oof. And there's like it's like a soundproof room. I forget where it is, but it's like meant to be like the quietest place. People have engineered it, and you cannot spend that long in there. Like the more you spend, like because you can hear your blood, and your heart, and all that kind of stuff, and you can go a little bit stir crazy if you like.
I want to go in.
That sounds impossible, right? Because if it's like. How quiet could it be?
Well, it's engineered, so it kind of is like, you know, you're getting like it's a small room, and you kind of like, or like look at this room where we have sound dampeners, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like that to the extreme, and so you go in there, and it's like you can't hear anything. You could hear a pin drop, sort of thing, and so it's like you can't hear anything. It's like you've ever been like in a proper like recording studio where it is everything is sealed, like the air is still. It's very fascinating to be in.
Yeah.
And so it's like one of those situations where they've, you know, made sure that everything is, you know, 100%
completely silent.
Silent.
Yeah. I still feel
so
like
you go in there and apparently you just like, you kind of go a little bit stir crazy because you're like, I cannot spend any longer than, I think the longest, I want to say it's something like 30 minutes or 20. It's like a really small amount of time that someone has spent there. It's like the longest anyone has because like, nah, fuck that. Can't do that. No, thank you. Because, yeah, you just hear everything.
You hear, just hear the gurgles in your body.
Blood pumping, everything.
So it is. Have you ever, like, listened to someone's stomach, like, put your ear against their stomach?
All the time.
Very fun activity.
How fun is
Hell
it?
Hell yeah.
It's hilarious. You're like, oh, my God. It's like, blah, 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 blah. It's because you could hear that, and then every time you move, like, all your bones and stuff. I guess it could feel, but it just seems magical. I don't know. You're saying engineers, but I feel like you're kind of saying wizards.
They're engineers of magic.
Like, they're engineers, all right? It's engineers. Like, they know what they're doing. It's like, but it's just really quiet.
No, but like really quiet.
Like really quiet. Like a zone of silence kind of quiet.
Like a vacuum sort of sealed. Yeah. Okay.
But no, yeah, that sucks that you're hearing your own blood. Fuck that, Cass.
Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, that's my heartbeat. And like every time we're quiet now, my ear rings. I can hear it now.
I'm surprised you're not talking more.
Yeah.
Just humming.
Yeah. It's nice now to accidentally like sneak up on you without trying.
Oh, that was very funny because I can't hear one of my ears is blocked, so I can't really hear too well out of it. And so I can't hear people walking up and then they'll be there and be like, hi. And I'll be like, because I didn't know they were coming.
He's just like, I wasn't even being that sneaky.
And one of my friends the other day said something and I was just like, oh, and they were like, I can tell when you can't hear me. I'm like, whoops, I'm sorry. They're like, you make a face. I can tell when you just have not heard what I've said. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I'm just trying to blend in, man. Yeah.
I'm trying my best.
It's my birthday, all right?
Back off, okay? Let me have this.
My face doesn't let me lie. I'll try and then I'll make a face. And people are like, this? I'm like, oh, I forgot about this. It's a mood ring. As everyone's face is a mood ring. I just haven't learned to turn it off.
Well, that sounds like you're living a nightmare. I am sorry to hear that. I really hope that
I'm sorry to not hear.
Yeah. Well, I really hope that you get bumped up.
Yep.
So you can hear quicker.
I'm hoping that someone on the list before me wakes up one day and all their problems are fixed. And they're like, well, I may as well cancel that appointment. And then I get the appointment. And then they fix my ears. And then The first time my ears blocked, both of them blocked at once, and it turns out they had been slowly filling for, I guess, my whole life.
Yeah.
I might have talked about this on the episode before, but
As a refresher,
I got them flushed, and then I was like 17 at the time, so I was with my mum and the nurse in like this little room, and then they flushed my ears, and I was like, what is that noise? They're like, the fridge? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, came home and I was like, I was wearing a skirt and I was like brushing my hands over my skirt. I'm like, Mom, clothes make noise. She's like, yes.
Like, that's hilarious.
And, like, touching like different fabrics and like every surface I could. And like, I wrote, you know, do you remember those future me letters you could write on the internet?
No, but I can kind of guess. It's in the name.
You set a timer and I like wrote this big letter to myself that I don't even think worked, but it was like a big letter that I just wrote stream of consciousness about all the sounds I could hear and how nice they were. Oh my God, that night Mum and I went to the ballet and you know when the orchestra like warms up? It got to the level of loud that I thought it would and it kept going and I was just sitting there like, like I nearly cried. It was so overwhelming.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. It was a big thing to have that day.
So, you know, you can go on YouTube and you can kind of watch people hearing for the first time and it will always make me cry even thinking about it. I'm just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
So amazing.
So you got to live that.
Not to the extreme.
But again, kind of like Panadol opioid. You know.
Yeah. Coming home and being like, everything is sound. If you're like running my hands through my hair, being like, it makes noise. My ears blocked up slowly over time. I just didn't notice all the sounds going away. And then when they all came back at once, it was surprising. So I'm excited to have that experience again and just to nearly cry brushing my teeth.
That's true, yeah. It makes you appreciate that sort of thing.
I really appreciate it.
The only thing I can kind of even possibly relate to is when I had braces and like having them for several years and getting them removed, just like smiling because you're like, I can feel the wind on my teeth. This is great. But yeah, it's just like it's that weird thing where you're like, oh yeah, it's just happening. You just sort of didn't know it was missing, and you're like, sounds.
Well, I've noticed the volume in my car at the moment is a lot higher than it usually is. So,
yeah,
I'll get into the car after my appointment and crank, scream,
crank the jams up
straight down. It's too loud now.
I was reading it. I think it was memes that taught me this, but apparently a lot of deaf people, when they first hear, a lot of them say that they're surprised that the sun doesn't make a noise.
Huh.
And I'm like,
oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
It looks noisy.
You kind of would think it makes a noise, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, why doesn't the sun make a permanent hum?
Yeah, you kind of think it would.
Well, we
That's so pleasant every time you wake up.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're all just used to it.
No, but we think the sun makes a noise. Like, have you seen videos and stuff in space? And I know it's not factually accurate because you can't hear it in space, but when you get closer to the sun makes a noise. Yeah, it's like a fiery bubbling thing. Like, we perceive that the sun makes a noise if we got close enough. That makes sense. And that's cute as.
But we're not sound can't travel.
There's no sound in space. But no, exactly. But for movies that we've made and like media and things before, people started being like, actually you can't hear in space.
I love that you're making these guys sound so unreasonable.
Yeah, good. Yeah, not everyone loves going to see cinema for scientific accuracy. It's not about metaphor or themes. Good.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys could. Okay, some of them probably were annoying. All right, some of them probably were like a grammar Nazi people being like, yeah.
Look,
exactly. Exactly.
In all honesty, it's a lot scarier watching explosions and guns go off in space with no sound. It is a lot scarier, but it's like the genre of horror instead of a space fight. We developed a whole genre of space war. Some may call them the Star Wars, but. And we grew up with that genre anyway. When we imagined getting closer to the sun, we gave it a sound. So it's the exact same thing. We're all people. We're all like, that makes noise. And then there's either, oh, hang on, not on Earth, and then, oh, wait, not in space. We all think it makes a noise is what I'm saying.
I kind of wish the sun made
we don't know it doesn't. We might tune it out.
Oh, that's true. Oh, God.
It's there the whole time.
Yeah, like it gets one of those it's like infrared but sound. So there's like an infrasound.
Yeah.
There is.
So everyone who's on acid is just like, can't you hear it?
No, like the ghost recordings. You ever listen to ghost recordings? You seem tired of this story already.
Yes.
The second last time I was truly scared of ghosts. Mm. I've been chasing that high ever since. Oh my God. I try and watch conspiracy videos to get frightened.
That's not
going to
work.
I want to feel the fear again.
This is season 7 of trying to find a Sasquatch.
Not those ones. Like, they're really.
They're
like
just bears, guys.
They're just bears. Oh, we were having this discussion before. What if every Sasquatch turns out to just be a bear, and sometimes bears do that?
Sometimes bears just walk like a man.
Yeah, they hunch their shoulders over. They only do it when they're not around humans because they see humans as a threat. No one's ever gotten friendly enough with a bear, so then when people see them like that, they like run away and hide because they're not meant to do that in front of predators. Every Sasquatch.
I've seen so many bears walking on videos. There's a Instagram page I followed called Look at This Russian, which has full crazy weird Russian things. But sometimes you go with bears and they're just cruising past the houses and they're just walking like people.
I do love when a bear walks. Nothing brings me as much joy as the previous. But a bear just scratching its back on a tree. Oh, fuck. Oh. It looks so good. And so just, I'm like, yes, that must feel so fucking good.
It must.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sometimes if I have an itchy back, I go to the corner of a house, like where the wall is, and just scratch my back.
Ooh, I haven't tried that.
God, it's so good. It makes me think I'm a bear. Anyway.
Yes. Ghost story.
Ghost story.
I'm going to get a back scratcher. Oh, you've inspired me. I'm going to get a big back scratcher. But yes, ghost story.
Went deep in a YouTube hole when I was much younger, and you look for ghost recordings. So they record sounds in a house, and then they go down the levels that humans can't hear and amplify them. And cool. Sometimes you can hear people speaking, and it's very scary. The end.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's good. Yeah.
I guess that's good.
That
you don't have to pander.
Yeah.
That was a scary thing as a kid.
I think he just meant, I guess that's good. He's like, I guess that's good. It was short.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Maybe there's something. Yeah. It probably does, actually. Yeah, I think
it's
about
it. It's just, but it's a YouTube video where someone went down the scale and was like, hear voices. I'm like,
someone talking. Is it kind of like where you know, humans like seeing a face in a thing?
Probably.
And so it's like we like hearing any kind of sound. We'll try and piece it together to see if it sounds like words or whatever. Kind of like when you make songs backwards and you kind of like try and make a sound out of that.
Yeah, I've seen a really cool version of that online where it's like it plays a sound and then it shows you a word and it changes the word and this word sounds like this. The sound sounds like the word it's showing you. Like it's both.
Primed you a bit.
Yeah, your brain picks it up and it's just like literally the same sound. It just sounds like, I can't remember, it's like purple and darkness or something.
Yeah.
But it's like you're hearing the one and then the other depending on which.
What you've been primed to hear.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Your brain does that.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was scary when I was 14.
Look, lots of things are scary when you're 14.
Yeah, true.
Most things. World, most things. Yeah, I'm terrified.
Myself.
Especially that one. Okay, so apart from the hearing and I guess now ghosts, how else are you feeling?
I've been really, really well aside from all that.
Well, that's good.
So that's good. Miss my friend, and I want my ear to be a normal ear again, but that'll get fixed in 10 days. I am counting. I'm definitely counting. Oh, God, please let me in. Please. Far out. I hate this. But aside from that, it's all very good.
Oh, that is good.
So it's a nice birthday.
Oh, I had a lovely birthday once I stopped crying.
That is... I would love to know how many birthdays are summed up.
Just life events. I had a lovely blank after I stopped crying.
It's like the 14-year-old especially.
It also made me, when I was crying and was like, oh no, my it's left streaks in my like sunscreen. I did feel really grateful because when I was younger, my skin was really sensitive and crying would burn it.
This is no longer feels like happy laughing.
No, I'd cry and then my cheeks would get, I know your cheeks get red when you cry anyway, but it would get like more red and it would feel like it was burning a bit because my skin was really sensitive and the salt was too much.
Your skin was sensitive to your tears. Is this your body being like, we can't make this one cry. This is what we'll do. We'll have a defense where if she cries, it'll be painful. That'll work. It's made her cry more. What's going on, fellas?
Honestly, crying at your own body being such an idiot.
It was honestly a bit funny. It probably made me stop crying.
Okay, look, fair.
It was like, I'm not crying anymore.
What the hell, body?
I'd be like, oh, my God, how bad could the burn get? Will it look like I've got a sunburn? And it never really got that bad.
Your own body's repressing your emotions. I love that.
I was just like Milhouse Van Houten, allergic to my own tears.
This laugh is the...
It's really funny.
Okay, all right. That's...
I had a great day.
After the crying.
After the crying.
After the crying.
Wonderful day. Friend of the show, Zoe, and I, from our other shows on the network, we went and bought her a fish.
That's good.
Yep. Cool.
So you were in an aquarium?
Yep.
Got to walk around, check out all the...
little fishes?
Certainly did.
Cool. Nice. That is a nice time.
Yeah.
How are you, Georgie Porgy? How are you going? How's things going since last time? Things were looking bleak.
They are slightly better.
Hey!
But still have sometimes annoying days where you... because there's a no sleep thing still. That's what I'm trying to battle.
Okay.
And some days it's fine and I actually sleep the whole day. And then another thing I'm doing, speaking of addictions to things.
Yeah.
Yes.
These pills that I got to battle the jet lag, these melatonin pills.
Yeah.
Which is like such a mild thing compared to anything. But I'm a naturally sleepy guy. Mm-hmm. I was using it to battle the jet lag, but now I'm like, if I take one of these, I sleep pretty good. But because, again, I don't want to get too hooked on anything.
You don't want to rely on them.
Yeah, is this the kind of thing where it's just like if you start taking them, your body's like, well, we don't need to produce that anymore. This thing's got it.
That's,
and then you fuck yourself.
That's my concern. So my rule is once a week.
Okay.
I think that's little enough to be fine.
Look, I had that rule once, and then suddenly you're like, shaking and vomiting in a bathroom. So, hey, how you going?
Have you seen a doctor to check what's a good level for you?
What are that doctors? What a, no, what a come doctor's on.
Please go to the doctor if you need.
I just as a general briefly PSA. Googled.
Why would I go Google to the doctor? It?
I've just briefly had a sink.
Oh, yes? We need to say as well. We were talking about how good Health Engine was recently.
Right. I still use it.
Really?
Oh no.
So this will be funny once cast.
They were found to be selling people's information.
Like it's maybe to Russians or something. I don't know. Whatever. It's convenient.
I can't remember the exact story, but we looked at it and we're like, oh my God, we're going to have to say, why am I sad?
Oh, yeah,
we
yeah. Have to They're take getting back sued, I'm pretty sure.
Good. They should be sued if they're selling people's information or my, just giving it away or whatever.
My physio that I went to see, because I mentioned that, and he was like, oh shit, dude, they're getting sued. And I was like, what? And I'm like, that's how I found you. Yeah, so I didn't look into it because I'm like, hey, I don't care enough. And then, Cass, you skimmed the article?
Oh, guys, I did. But you guys really, I forgot now, though. Just look it up.
This is the bare minimum, guys. Like, this is absolutely the least hey, you could you possibly
ever,
do in this scenario.
Have you ever seen apathy just, like, happen in front of you?
This is almost worse than not doing anything.
This is no,
but just not.
We've done the thing where it's where you learn something and mm-hmm. you learn all of the things about it, and then the end product of you learning is you making a decision, and then your brain holds on to the decision and it doesn't really care about the other stuff because it's no longer relevant because all that was relevant for was making the decision. That is what has happened here. Zaman has chosen to keep using the app where information may have been sold or given away. I can't remember. Please Google it. And the doctor's office that I go to now switched to a different app. So I use the new app.
Look, I'll just give a quick Google of Health Engine Bad.
One, yeah, exactly.
Question mark, question mark.
Go critique.
It's only facing multi-million dollar fines for selling patient data.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. So Jeez I've Louise. Decided I mean, to stop using it. I haven't deleted the app. I probably should.
Yeah.
Salmon is still using I'm the still app.
Maybe a competitor comes along and does it better.
100%. Look, if you know of a competitor, let me know. Okay.
Did I download that? Oh, yes, I did too. Oh, great. Yeah. What'd you guys get me into?
Well, whoopsie daisies. Look, there's a lot of words that I'm not going to read.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Maybe I should book a massage.
Why are you here? Thanks, Health Engine.
Thanks, Health Engine.
Mwah! Mwah! Just don't mention Ukraine on the app. That's all right. You'll be fine.
Exactly. It'll be good. Fine.
Yeah.
So, what election in Australia can they meddle in?
No one cares. They're already getting the worst people possible elected.
Exactly. How much worse can this get? Yeah. It could probably get worse, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It's pretty extreme. But yes.
Yeah. So you're taking these tablets.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's what we're talking about. I forgot enough on this Health Engine.
Go see a doctor. Don't book it through Health Engine. Book it through other means.
Yes. That's it. That's the one. Yeah. Yeah. I'm using that as a safety net. I'm like, okay, yeah, so once a week I'll take one of these melatonin tablets, sleep spot on, and
they will work well
for me. If you could measure it, I'm pretty sure on the sleepiness scale I'm pretty far high up the scale of sleep. Like, I'm just generally a sleepy guy, so for me it works amazing.
These tablets, you can't get them in Australia. You can get them in the States though.
You can get them straight.
You can.
You go to the pharmacy. You don't even need to go to a doctor.
Oh, okay.
But you don't. It was the most weird. I've never had this experience before at a pharmacy, right? I went there and I asked the pharmacist, I've heard these are good for jet lag because this was before I was leaving to go overseas. And she's like, oh, yeah, you can get the ones there. Like, these are the natural ones you can buy off the shelf and stuff. I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, but pfft.
Nah, look, I'm good. I'm with her.
Yeah, so she's like, look. She's like, what you need them for? I'm like, yeah, just jet lag. She's like, all right, yeah, well, just grab these ones. She goes behind the counter. Like, there's a pharmacist at a chemist.
Good.
She goes and grabs me and gives me to him. So you don't need to be behind the counter, but you don't need a doctor's prescription. And I'm like, oh, so what, like, are these strong or whatever? And like, is in how? She's like, oh, you know, some people do half and that's fine. She's like, I'm like, yeah, I was thinking about using. She's like, what's today? It's a Saturday. It's tomorrow Sunday. Just take a whole one. See what happens. Who are you? And I love you.
Like, I'm loving this. Yes.
Pharmacist.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, yeah, she's like, yeah, it's Sunday tomorrow. Yeah, take a whole one. See what happens.
I'm curious. Now sleep I want to have one. Okay.
So, but it does work, like, especially that first sleep. I think, guys, to keep a journal, I'm pretty sure I've written down in a journal somewhere, best sleep of my life was that one. Just because it's like any proper sleeper, you wake up really groggy and out of it. This is like just it hits that perfect middle where it's like you get the sleep, you don't have like the grogginess the next day. So I did use one of those on the weekend. Only half though. And it was just great because I actually did still wake up. See, anxiety is just battling against this melatonin. You'd wake up and then you just doze and be like, I'm awake, but I'm going to go back to sleep and then just go back to sleep. So that worked great.
Okay, so when are you meant to take one? You meant to take one at like...
You take one at like generally I think 9, 9:30 is good.
And then
good.
You just go to bed then straight away?
No, you don't have to go to bed straight away. It's like take 9, 9:30 and then like it's not like a sleeper. That's what's so good about it. It's really like slow to kick in. But I do think it is the kind of thing where you don't want to be taking it every day because I think I read somewhere it's like if you take 10 or 11 days in a row, you should stop.
Okay. It's like that person who was telling us? About like the nasal sprays or something.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
You can get addicted to nasal sprays because your body starts relying on them.
Really?
So if you need to check the back of a nasal spray because it'll have how many days in a row you're allowed to use them for, and if you use them beyond that, your body can be like, oh, this is being taken care of then and you need them to breathe.
Why is our body so stupid?
It's smart. It's
just real lazy. It's not stupid.
Yeah, okay.
It is the delegation king. It's like, you're taking care of this. All right, I'm not doing it anymore. That's a good... Nasal spray, done. You can breathe.
Yeah. You're taking tablets? Sick. I'm out.
I'll do something else. What are you going to do? I don't know, sit.
Wait, okay, look, hey. Dumb opinion / question. Okay. Dumb question.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I will have an opinion on this, I reckon.
So if you take, say, nasal spray or like a tablet to help you sleep, they're like, don't do it because your body will rely on it. But what if we just keep doing it? What if you keep taking the tablet till, you know, one day you will die? What if you keep having nasal spray until you die? What's the problem?
I would say...
I'm sure there is something quite wrong with it.
Well, like there's the classic issue of is there an immunity buildup so you need to take more and more all the time, which is just a slippery slope until you're mainlining nasal spray all day.
Putting something up your nose and spraying, like, I don't know... Like, would that start corroding things in your body?
Yeah, that would be specifically for that. Yeah, so you got all those obvious issues of, like, the negative consequences of taking the thing. And
I'm just saying, have we done a study where the long-term effects? What are they? Kind of like, how can we body hack?
Yeah.
You trying to limitless yourself? Maybe. I'm going to have the clearest nose and the deepest sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, for today.
For today. For a good 2 weeks and then, oh boy.
Well, no, on that point though, about this is such a huge topic that it could potentially be its own episode. But I am a big believer in your body. It's an old fashioned thing, but it's also think it's got some new grounds in it. Anytime you deny your body doing stuff, your body is a reactive system. That benefits from acting on stuff. So like you almost, because like the classic thing is like, oh, if I do nothing, my body's like just chilling and then that's fine. But it's like, no, your body needs to have the strain against it because that's actually good for it to like stay on top of things. So like taking a pill to stop something is like you're not letting your body do its thing, which long-term benefits are probably big in that. Same like exercise is fake strain because otherwise your body just gets fat and lazy and, you know, like that's got a whole list of other issues.
So you have to be suffering a little bit the whole time.
That is life.
That is, yes. The actual specific thing I would say is you want acute stresses in your life, not chronic.
I'm acute stressor.
That's why we're fine.
Let's just try, like, hey, let's get, like, you know, transhumanism. Let's see what we can do, you know? Let's just, like, go
more cats.
Let's go beyond humanity here. What's that? We have trouble sleeping. We got a pill.
What if that's, sorry, it's the controlled.
Yeah.
Yes. But so taking that was good. And then a day where that's okay. But then two nights ago, I had, like, again, it's so weird because it's not, you're not waking up and being like panic attack, whatever. You're just wide awake. Like, it's just so annoying. But obviously it's got a deep seated, I'm that out of touch with my own soul that I'm like, what is this? Because sometimes I wake up from even real good dreams. I had one where I was, I woke up from one where I was picking up Brie Larson. And that never happens in my dreams where anything successfully, nothing racy happened. But literally we're like, hey, Brie, want to go on a date sometimes? And she's like, maybe.
Didn't say yes.
My subconscious is not very ambitious, but goddamn if it's realistic. It's not realistic at all, but it tries to be. Brie, you are gorgeous. But this is,
I had a wonderful, like, my very first ever anxiety dream where it just gave me every anxiety at once. It was intense.
Naked in front of a crowd, public speaking while a monster chases you down the street?
No, but it was like
and
more,
drowning and falling.
No, it was just more like every facet of my life. It's like personal life, you know, a professional life, every kind of thing. It was just like, all right, let's have a little montage. Woke up. Why? Body, what?
Did everything fell apart one after the other?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people being like, you know what, Zaman, today you can't do everything you want to do whenever you want. And he's like, no!
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone.
It sure feels that way.
That's true. That's so weird, man.
It's relative living. But no, so that's... so I did that wake up 2 days ago, and then actually yesterday I had a bad... that was yesterday, like, so 2 nights ago. And then I was like so bad, like, just out of it all day. But then I, like, did some heavy sprints, and then I had a nap, and I woke up after this nap, and let me tell you, I don't know if I've ever felt better in my entire life.
Sad rules, man.
Because it's like the difference between, like, because your nap's short enough where you're not, like, deep sleep, so it's like a 30-minute nap or whatever.
Yeah.
It's short enough where you, like, you know how bad you were before, like how slow and dumb you were, and then you know how good you are now. It's like literally you wake up. I was like, oh, my God. Mm. It's like I can do stuff now. Like, then I'm like sitting there working and being all proactive. I'm like, I can't believe the difference from no sleep to good, like, just a 30-minute nap.
Yeah. Is it like a thing where it's like after X many hours of no sleep, it's basically like being drunk?
Yeah.
It's like I'm still sleeping a fair bit. I'm just a lazy guy. I just need lots of sleep.
No, I was like last week I was like so exhausted and I just had like one good day of sleep and I'm like, fuck, no, that's all I needed. Like,
yeah.
I just needed like maybe 8 hours, not even like more than you should sleep. I was like, no, just the regular amount.
Mm.
Huh. Nah, that's all right. Maybe it's melatonin. Maybe I'll give this a bit of a...
Well, I think it's like if we live in the dynamic society that we
it's
do.
It's not like I have an addictive personality. We've established that. I'm fine.
He did it once. He's learned his lesson. That's how it works.
I don't mean to be the hippy-dippy friend here or whatever, but have you considered limiting the stress in your days to give yourself a better quality of sleep in the eve?
So this melatonin,
M-E-A-L.
Yeah. Chemist, yeah.
Now the only one that would say, I reckon, and it could be wrong as well, obviously, because everything can be. But I reckon, like, I like sprints or like a long run or something like that, because it just tires you out, like your body. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be stressed when you're that
tired.
Yeah, like if you go for a big, like especially sprints for me, because that's just such a big burst of energy. But like, I think if you're struggling to sleep, that kind of exercise, not just like going to the gym, but something where you're like literally just exhausting yourself, you're gonna sleep because you're just tired. Like,
I mean, I guess
if you're just like, if you have a, like, that's why it's funny if I have a day where I'm like, okay, I haven't done any exercise today, and although I'm like, now it's just you've got excess energy. So your body's like, I'm going to pretend I'm stressed or whatever instead of just being like, I'm tired. It's like, I just got to sleep. So,
or do you have all that anxious energy you should expend? And if you don't exercise, now you're just having the...
And that's exactly the same thing. Yeah, basically. Like as in, chicken egg sort of thing. Although in this case, I do definitely know it's anxiety related.
Yes.
But I think that's the one that I'm going to keep trying to squeeze in, just try to get in those heavy... excess cardio sort of things where it's like really tires you out, so you need to sleep. That's my way of dealing with the scenario.
Hey, that's a way.
Don't really fix anything.
Exactly. And you just keep running. away from the problem.
Exactly.
I remember we discussed last episode where you were like, I'll try a few more things and see how I go and then consider therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you at now? Because it seems like we're a couple of things down the track. A
couple of things down the track, and they're kind of working. So
he did say, remember, he did preface this with, they're sometimes they're a little better.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Look, it's not off the table, but like, Jesus, like at all. But I'm just like, it seems to be improving certain things to manage the scenario. I'm not against it.
Yeah, anything. You're definitely not saying it's fixing everything or helping everything.
Yeah.
Look, it's definitely, you
could go to that. Hey, go to Health Engine. Book in an appointment. Go talk to a doctor about the A, melatonin, and B, maybe book in some therapy.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go to a doctor anyway, I mean, to just check how your body's going.
You know.
Be like, oh, I'm taking melatonin. Hey. Do you reckon that's good long term?
Melatonin.
When to, you know, hey, doctor, had a bit of jet lag issues having this. Now I'm doing it once a week.
Is what you're saying.
Do I need any more? Is there another thing? Maybe also, hey, while I'm here, I know, a bit crazy, but. Could you recommend a plan?
Just meta.
Just
a little one.
Just a couple.
I mean, you
don't, to me to go to a...
You have to go. You know. You get the plan. And then you've got the plan if you need it, you know? But
then I have to
Health engine.
Go.
Oh, no. Step one's just getting the plan. And then you just have the plan. And then if you're like, aw, then you get to choose whether you see someone or not.
Yeah. Exactly. I have a friend of ours. They did that. They went through the whole like stress test and everything. They're like 10 all on the scales. And then he's like, okay, cool. Did you go see someone? Like, no. I'm like, why? You got so close.
Oh.
But George.
Look, I'm all for it.
But
I'm just ruling out all of the other things.
Yeah, but it's been a couple of weeks.
It has, and also, you know what? Also,
it's a slow process.
Also, George,
it doesn't have to be that slow.
You're talking about, okay, I'll go to therapy. I just need to rule everything out first. But you're taking melatonin because that is an easy fix, and you can't fix it the other way.
Yeah.
So this seems like.
Look, I'm like, you know, it's more like, you know,
yeah.
What are they going to tell me?
So much.
What are they going to tell you that someone who hasn't done the required degree and had extensive training, what could they tell you that you don't already know, George?
Exactly. What do they know?
You know, hey.
What do these people know with their degrees and their
years of experience?
Yeah. And case studies and examples of other people going through the same things you're going through.
What could they possibly offer you?
What could they offer
you? What could they offer you that over the counter melatonin couldn't?
Cass raises a good point. Look, melatonin.
It's getting better though. So,
but your original argument was I am going to see if I can treat the underlying causes to fix this. And then you're like, melatonin.
And running.
And running. I think running's a good one. Melatonin is good to help if you're having trouble sleeping, but it doesn't stop you having trouble sleeping,
it just makes you fall asleep. So you don't think about your problems. That's
this.
Look, Cass. Well, I know we're doing this thing. You know what one's appealing to me though? The melatonin. Look,
you both stress me to tears.
Just say it.
Look, I agree with what you're both saying.
Because like going to a chemist and just asking for something. Fuck, you know how easy that is.
It is very quite.
Easy. I'm tempted to go.
Just giving it out.
You know how you were talking before about having acute stress on the body is good?
Uh-huh.
That seems like the kind of stress you would be able to work with in therapy.
No, that's what because I was saying. Chronic stress is different to acute stress. Chronic stress is bad.
But at the moment, you have chronic stress. Exactly. And then if you talk about it at therapy, they can work that down to a manageable stress level.
So then it's acute.
Yeah.
So currently, it's not. You don't like that.
Chronic is very bad.
Chronic is bad. And then therapy will make it.
Yeah.
Go down to an acute level, which is what you're happy with.
So
it's been some time.
Yeah.
And it's gotten slightly better. So I think like, let me just see if it gets a little bit better before I go down this route.
Okay. So that's now the second time you've said that. Okay. I just want to, I'm just counting.
Just counting, yeah.
I'm just counting.
Look, it's not like I'm not working to try to get it better, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you are certainly doing something. Yes.
Exactly.
To try.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But I know there's one thing you could do that would just be fixing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all
why not
true,
try other things that might not work first, you know? No, I get it.
I'm glad you get it. I'm glad you're with me on this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, I will take your statements under consideration.
Oh, no, you won't.
I will, okay? I am, I'm just working through my side. I'm feeling very attacked right now, guys. Like, you know, this is a two-on-one scenario.
Yeah, you should really talk
flip
to someone
flop.
About that.
You flipped. You have. You have been both either way. So I do like you're swinging both ways. I'm digging that, Zammit.
Good. I'm glad someone is.
Let's just see. If I sleep great.
Okay.
Every
from
day.
From no melatonin but from running.
From that I could just be full of energy. You ever think about that? Maybe I've got lots of energy.
We know you have lots of energy. We know what type it is.
Yeah.
Happy?
Not even you believe that.
Proactive? I don't know. It's not good.
God damn it.
Look, all right, look. One more time.
Okay.
One
more
time. Third next, time's the charm.
Next
third,
episode.
Third time's the charm.
Third
we'll
time's
see what's
the charm.
Going on. All right.
If I'm sleeping sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you fixed it.
Then I fixed it.
You did it. It's done.
It.
You're
done.
If you just thanks keep running, to... then you can't think.
Exactly.
Good strat, George.
I like to think so, yes. That's that's where I'm at.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Cass.
And I've been George.
And we're still fine. And you're not alone. Thanks for listening. If you do need help, go get it. We're not qualified in any way, shape, or form. But if you want to help support us, just head to sanspantsplus.com and give what you can and help support this happy little show. And if you want to stay in contact with us out of the podcast realm, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at GoddammitZammit.
I'm at the G Dimmer.
I'm at RubblyPlank. And I'm at Cass Page.
Thank you so much for finally changing, Cass.
Yes, one of my many marvelous decisions.
Mm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.